Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch
this, which is a series on Netflix. So the synopsis goes as Ko Si-yeon is a beautiful prosecutor and she is good at her job. She gets into an accident and dies. Due to mysterious bed abyss, Ko Si-yeon is revived and she now has a different appearance. So basically, abyss is a ball that revives people. And Ko Si-yeon now possesses a common appearance. The mysterious ball abyss revives dead people. Now they gain different appearance based on how their soul looks like. Their appearance. So now Cha Min is a successor of cosmetics company. He's like very rich. He's smart and humble and has a good heart. He is also unattractive. So he also gets in an accident and dies. And due to the abyss, he comes back to his life with a different appearance and he becomes more attractive. So now they both are like friends from the beginning, like they are childhood friends, but they are like not, like they never dated or anything. So this story is about like finding like love for each other, I guess, and also finding the people who killed them. And so what made us watch it? So Neha, what made you watch it?
So what made me watch this show was the trailer on Netflix. It was very nice, a little confusing, and we've seen Cha Min in
still 17
as a kid. Yeah, as a child. And Park Bo Young, though, I'm in love with her acting. So
she's so pretty, man.
She's so cute and her acting's too cute, so that's why I wanted to see the show and that's what caught my fancy and that's how I got into watching it. What about you, Mehak?
You made me watch it. I really had no idea what the story is and Neha's like, Mehak, let's watch Abyss. And I saw like the cast and I was like, okay, let's watch it. Like a lot of people were there in it. So what stood out to us? So for me, this is not an ordinary K-drama. It gets more and more complex as you start watching it. So the first episode went bonkers for me. Like, it was so confusing that we actually had to read the synopsis online. But the story does get interesting after two episodes and you finally understand that Abyss is a ball, lol. So it involves the story of two long best friends who get entangled in a problem and trying to solve the issue together, which is so cute. The development of their relationship is like the best thing of the whole show. It's basically a murder mystery investigation drama with a good amount of humor and romance. The main lead, Ahn Hyo-soop, is so handsome and cute, is definitely a heartthrob. He acted so well. I've seen him in Still 17 and he was a side character and the progress from that show is just wow.
Yeah.
The female lead, Park Bo Young, is so cute and adorable. She's magical in her character throughout. All of the supporting cast have done a good job. The detective guy who appeared before in Remember as Nam Yoon's friend has done a good job. It's good to see him get better character here. Overall, the story was gripping in the first episodes, but after that it went a little downhill. The drama was focused more on catching the serial killer instead of explaining the origin of Abyss and the multiple uses of Abyss. It was an exciting plot, but it seems like the writer was confused of the genre of the drama. Watchable was only for the lead character's chemistry.
True. So the reason that I watched it is because the drama is not like a typical storyline that's found in other shows. On the contrary, it's about catching a serial killer and being able to bring the dead back to life. The ability, however, has a complicated twist to it. After being retrieved, a deceased body may move to a different body, which forces you to live the life of somebody else, which did happen with the main lead. And although the storyline was wonderful and the character chemistry was good, there was something missing that caused me to fast forward through multiple scenes. It could be related to the fact that we already knew who the suspects were in the beginning of the show, or maybe that it wasn't really that in depth as to what the Abyss was and what it could do. But I feel like since it was a thriller, maybe they could have stretched the suspense a bit more instead. And if they did not tell us who the suspects were in the beginning, maybe that would have kept us on the edge of our seats till the end.
Correct.
The audience could feel the thrill if they weren't given that much information. But again, it fell flat because of the same. There were inconsistencies in some characters that make you feel iffy at times. The characters are good and the idea is good, but the drama was really poorly written or shot. And the first half of the season is still relatively more interesting, but the second half of the season, I don't know how I should put it, but the writer didn't put enough wow factors into the Abyss, and there isn't much story development. I feel like this could have been like a good 8-episode show. The humor scenes lack a little bit of the comedy, and I guess they got deserved better because the cast is really good.
Too good.
Yeah, but the writers or the director, I don't really know who's at fault here, but I feel like this, what I saw, wasn't either what they were trying to show me or what they showed me wasn't supposed to be written the way it was. Like, I can't tell who's at fault, but let me just say that they could have done a much better job with this.
Correct.
Let's talk about our favorite scenes now.
Okay, so one hilarious.
Okay. Hilarious.
Cut
it's
it
okay,
out.
Wait. Open this.
So one very funny scene is that I laughed so much was the drunk scene when they all go out for drinks and they get so drunk that they both go home. Like, instead of going to their own rooms, they go to the guy's mom's room and they start cuddling her and thinking that they're each other. And it's very funny to watch.
The process of them getting drunk and coming back from the bar till the...
Oh my God. Like, the bodyguard was handling and then they're going somewhere.
It was too funny and they were just like... Like, it's cute that they were all over each other, but they didn't realize that the mom was there. So it was max PDA for the mom. And she was getting, like, a little annoyed.
Oh, the mom was also very chill because, she wanted Charmin to date and all, like, get married.
Yeah, but she didn't like the main lead girl. Like, she didn't like Park Bo Young that much. But whatever, man, you'll see it over the show, like, the course of the show. If you want to watch the show, that is. And Hyosop, so he is retrieved from the use of the Abyss and he wakes up dressed as a woman. Okay, and this is because Park Bo Young has to dress him up as a woman for the certain scene that takes place. But basically he's dressed up as a woman and he wakes up and then he assumes that he's been retrieved as a woman this time and he starts flipping out. He was like, don't come close to me. And then Park Bo Young, like, you know, she lifts his shirt up to see if like his wounds are healed or not, and he goes like, even if I'm a woman, you shouldn't do this to me. Like, and then she's like, bro, chill. And he's like, oh my God, I'm a woman. And then he starts touching himself and he's like, wait what. Yeah, so that scene is also quite funny. So let's talk about what's next for the main leads. Mehgo.
So Park Bo Young, so after Abyss, she came in a drama called Doom at Your Service, which was a major hit of 2021. She also came in a TV show in 2021 called Game Caterers as a guest in the 11th episode, and also won another TV show that she made an unexpected business in the episode 2 and 3 as a guest. And what about the main...
An Hyosop. So after Abyss, he was the main lead in Dr. Romantic 2, which came out in 2020. And in 2021, he's coming in a show called Lovers of the Red Sky, which will come out... which actually just started coming out on the August 23rd. And it'll have 16 episodes. And he's also coming in something called The Office Blind Date. And it's like a comedy, romance, drama kind of a thing. And it's adapted from a web novel, so it'll probably be good.
Obviously, yeah. Oh, and how we felt after watching it. So it was cute. It was funny. not bad. There was a lot of plot holes in the entire this thing. So for the stars, I don't know. Can we give it a maybe 6.5?
Yeah, 6.5 is the max I'd go to.
Yeah.
Because there is better stuff you can see out there. Like, this is a unique concept, but it wasn't explored properly, so you wouldn't understand it anyway.
Yeah.
So I think maybe you can, like, if you want, you can watch it, but you can ditch this if you want.
And if you're maybe into sci-fi fiction or something like that, maybe you would like it, but it's very drag. The show is very drag. That's what we felt like.
It's funny and cute, but if you want to watch something just for the heck of watching it, then go for it. But otherwise, you can, like, can the show. And maybe if you actually are one of the few people that really like the show, then maybe you can watch Sisyphus.
Oh, it's also about time travel, so it'll be fun.
Sisyphus, you can even watch Tomorrow with You. In fact, these two shows are a little better version for sci-fi if you want to see. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.